In Friendly Happiness, June 16. Her neighbors and her cousins heard how the Lord had showed great mercy upon her, and they rejoiced with her. Friendly sympathy and real feelings of tender interest for others would bring to your souls blessings, and would bring you into close relation to our Redeemer, whose advent to the world was for the purpose of doing good, and whose life we are to copy. The love and interest of Christ's followers must be as broad as the world. Those who live merely for me and mine will fail of heaven. We should have words and deeds of tender consideration for others. We can manifest 1,000 little attentions in friendly words and pleasant looks, which will be reflected upon us again. Thoughtless Christians manifest by their neglect of others that they are not in union with Christ. It is impossible to be in union with Christ and yet be unkind to others and forgetful of their rights. Many long intensely for friendly sympathy. God has given each of us an identity of our own, which cannot be merged in that of another, but our individual characteristics will be much less prominent if we are indeed Christ's and His will is ours. Our lives should be consecrated to the good and happiness of others, as was our Savior's. We should be self-forgetful, ever looking out for opportunities, even in little things, to show gratitude for the favors we have received of others, and watching for opportunities to cheer others, and lighten and relieve their sorrows and burdens by acts of tender kindness and little deeds of love. These thoughtful courtesies, that, commencing in our families, extend outside the family circle, help make up the sum of life's happiness, and the neglect of these little things makes up the sum of life's bitterness and sorrow.